after I saw Jacqueline Bisset at the Golden Globes, where she made that speech that was completely unintelligible, which was actually entertaining because it was so crazy bizarre.
And here we are talking about it.
Why are they giving the litany of 9,000 people that they think they need to thank? Why not just give a memorable speech? It may help them landing their next role. So let's talk about this.
That's kind of where I'm coming from with survivalspeech.com, because unless you cut through the clutter, you're really not going to survive this torrent of noise that we live in.
You have 9 tips.
This is a big night tomorrow night. One of these perennials that we all gather around, even though life has gotten so fractured. There are a handful of perennial occasions we all identify. When I was a kid, The Wizard of Oz was on once a year.
Yes.
And the Oscars have survived all this fractionalization that's made life so zany because we sit still for the Oscars, for the Emmys, the Grammy Awards. TV, by appointment, still does matter, even in the age of Netflix. And the Oscars are so part of the fabric of our culture that there are catchphrases from the Oscars that pop up in speech every day. The envelope, please.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're all going to be gathered around the TV tomorrow night to see who's in that envelope. And based on the pleasure and pain of seeing so many acceptance speeches, I'm here to offer humbly 9 tips for your Academy Award acceptance speech. Tip number 1 is show up. 1973 Best Actor Award goes to Marlon Brando, who refused to attend the ceremony. He sent a Native American activist, and she was in full American Indian-looking costume. And she was there to protest how, in Brando's view, Hollywood misrepresents Native Americans. She showed up with a 15-page acceptance speech, and the producer told her backstage, you will be ejected physically from the stage if you start reading a 15-page speech. So she walked off without the trophy, and the presenter was, at the time, James Bond, Roger Moore. He took the trophy home with him and turned it over to security the next day.
Wow.
So tip number 1 for your Oscar acceptance speech is be there to make the speech, okay? Tip number 2, and you can never go wrong with this, thank your parents. Go for the heart. Robin Williams, Best Supporting Actor, Good Will Hunting, 1997, says, and most of all, I want to thank my father up there, the man who, when I said I wanted to be an actor, he said, wonderful, just have a backup profession like welding. He got a laugh.
He did.
And so many of these speeches are so long and drawn out that sometimes the ones we enjoy the most have a quip. James Cameron directed Titanic, won the directing Oscar in 1999, says, Mom, Dad, there's no way that I can express to you what I'm feeling right now. My heart is full to bursting, except to say, I'm the king of the world. Which, of course, was the catchphrase from Titanic.
People, for some reason, they didn't get it that night, and he was put down a lot for the whole next year about, his, you know, nobody wants to work with James Cameron.
Well, 2 things. At least they were talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
P.T. Barnum said, say what you will about me, just spell my name right. And number 2, you just put your finger on it. How few of the movies that were judged for the Oscars tomorrow night have we actually seen?
True.
Most viewers probably have only seen a couple of the movies. So it's news to a lot of viewers that that was a line from Titanic.
Mm-hmm. Right? Gotcha, gotcha.
All right,
okay.
Rule number 3. If you win graciously. Meryl Streep, who had won many Oscars, Best Actress in a Leading Role for The Iron Lady, her portrayal of Margaret Thatcher. Meryl beat out a crowded field of brilliantly talented actresses that year, and she got up and said, when they called my name, I had this feeling that I could hear half of America going, oh, no, oh, come on, why, her again? You know, but whatever. And she got a big laugh.
Yes.
So if you're going to win, don't be a sore winner.
Uh-huh.
You know, win graciously. Rule number 4 for your Oscar acceptance speech, beat the buzzer, because the band will pipe up. And I think they have a green, a yellow, and a red light that they're looking at. And when it goes yellow, you better start talking fast, because the next thing you're going to hear is the band. Julia Roberts had been nominated 3 times before she actually won. Her Oscar came in 2000 for leading role actress Erin Brockovich.
Right.
Brilliant performance. And she got up and said to the band leader, Bill Conti, sir, you're doing a great job, but you're so quick with that stick. Why don't you sit, because I may never be here again. And that got her a good laugh.
Right.
Self-effacing humor.
Uh-huh.
Rule number five for your Oscar acceptance speech, say something. These shows always run so long because the acceptance speeches run so long that it's a gift to the producer when you go short.
Mm-hmm.
But the record may be 2 seconds for Joe Pesci, 1991 Goodfellas. He took the stage, took the Oscar, said, quote, "It's my privilege. Thank you."
That was it?
Boom.
So let's stop right there because I know we're going to take a short break in a little bit. What are we up to?
This is countdown style. You know, we've got we've got 9 tips. We've just done 5. I kind of feel like Casey Kasem.
Yes, you sound a little bit like him, too.
We'll be right back.
My guest is Holland Cook. He is the coach to talk radio host like myself. He appears a lot on the Ed Schultz show on MSNBC, and he literally travels all over the world making people speak better, talk better.
I travel so much, I've actually stopped stealing the little soaps and shampoos.
Survivalspeech.com is where you can get his fabulous blogs, his incredible tips, and maybe he'll even post this great countdown we're having, the 9 things to making a great acceptance speech at your Oscar night in your life. This is a Saturday Cafe with Laura Smith. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Saturday Night Cafe on 77 WABC.
We have Holland Cook with us. He is the coach to the talk radio hosts. Travels all over the planet teaching people how to do it better.
How to talk. I'm teaching you how to talk tonight.
He is, and he's on TV a lot. He has a fabulous website, survivalspeech.com, where he teaches you all sorts of good things on how to talk nicer.
We're going to get a clinic because this is one of the few times left in our society where everybody is staring at one thing. No pressure there when you go up to accept your Oscar. Billions of people around the world are staring.
Literally
at
billions.
Literally. I mean, I'm sure Armed Forces TV is putting this on aircraft carriers on the other side of the planet, on the other side of the day. This is seen by people who don't even understand the language, but they're seeing the body language of the acceptance speech. And you gotta hand it to the MC. This year we're going to have Ellen DeGeneres back. She hosted back in 2007.
I think she's a perfect.
Got rave reviews then. She's very good on her feet. She's got a sense of live. She can ad lib very well, as scripted as all this is. But there are always moments that nobody anticipates. Last year, the crowd gasped as Jennifer Lawrence was taking the stage to accept her Oscar and tripped on her dress.
Yes.
Stumbled on the steps and got a big standing ovation. So she became a sympathetic character, but it was an unplanned moment. At least we think it was.
Absolutely. Well, okay, so we're going back to the speeches, which, you know, every year, the tedium, the ad infinitum-ness to these long thank you lists.
Ad nauseum, I'm
ad
telling
nauseam.
You.
So let's finish the list, and then I want you to tell me about that. Why do people do that, and what do you think would be a better option?
These are 9 tips for your Academy Award acceptance speech. Thank me later. Lightning could strike. You could end up grasping the statuette and souvenir envelope. So we're down to tip number 6. And tip number 6 is avoid oops moments. 1993, Best Actor, Tom Hanks, for the movie Philadelphia, in which he played a man dying of AIDS. He thanked his high school drama teacher and former classmate, whom he called two of the finest gay Americans, before either had come out.
Oh, my gosh, really?
And,
I don't remember that.
Like nobody else could, Hollywood turns lemons into lemonade because it inspired the movie that Kevin Klein was in 1997, the comedy In and Out.
Oh.
Rent it. Put it on your Netflix queue. It's a hoot. So sometimes the oops moment can have a silver lining, but it was awkward for a couple of Tom's friends in the meantime. Tip number 7. Milk the moment, as Julia Roberts said. I may never be here again. And you know who never was there again because he ended up passing away? Jack Palance in 2008 won the Best Supporting Actor for City Slickers. And what a scream. And clearly in the September, October, November of his career, he dropped to the stage floor and did one-arm push-ups.
Oh, yes.
And the crowd howled. This was before YouTube. If that happened now, it'd go viral.
Yes, absolutely.
As these moments all
fabulous,
do.
Yeah.
So when you get your shot, milk the moment. Tip number 8 of 9 for your Oscar acceptance speech. When you do milk the moment, it's a safer bet to be entertaining than to be speech-making.
Mm-hmm.
In 2012, the Best Documentary Feature winner was Michael Moore, Bowling for Columbine. And he got up and turned it into a speech. And it was very in character.
An activism speech.
Yeah, very Michael Moore. And if you listened, the reaction was noise, because it was exactly 50-50 cheers and jeers. I was reminded of the first time Johnny Damon stepped to the plate at Fenway Park in Yankee pinstripes. The place got real noisy, and it was exactly 50% cheers and 50%, you bum! And he chose to tip his hat and pretend it was cheers.
Mm-hmm.
But entertaining is less chancy than speech making.
Nobody likes that. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know they've had it planned to like give their whole animal rights speech or whatever. It just becomes uncomfortable.
Jane Fonda was known as Hanoi Jane back there. She got the Best Actress Oscar, and the audience was holding their breath. The producers were holding their breath, and to her credit, Jane Fonda, at the time very controversial, 1972, got up and said, "There's a great deal to say, and I'm not going to say it tonight."
Uh-huh.
Which was very gracious.
Yeah.
Tip number nine. Nine tips for your Oscar acceptance speech. Sheer joy usually works, but Roberto Benigni, Life is Beautiful, best foreign language film, 1999. The crowd howled. He jumped up and danced on the chairs.
I remember.
Told the entire audience he wanted to kiss them all. And because he spoke in broken English, you know, there was an authenticity, there was a charm to it. And what was priceless were the reaction shots, because they got dozens of cameras trained on famous, well-reconstructed faces all around the auditorium. And the reaction shots from Goldie Hawn and Gwyneth Paltrow and Sophia Loren were priceless. Cuba Gooding Jr., Jerry Maguire, best supporting actor, got up and said, "I love you," and just started thanking people. And he loved everyone.
Right.
And then when the band started, he didn't stop. He just went up an octave to I love you more. The unbridled joy can backfire on you. Possibly the most mocked Oscar acceptance speech ever, Sally Field. "You like me."
Oh, yes. You really,
really,
really like me.
You really, really like me. Maybe you had to be there to appreciate the moment. "I haven't had an orthodox career, and I've wanted more than anything to have your respect. This is the first time I didn't feel it, but this time I feel it. And can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me." Maybe in context.
Yeah.
But even then they were howling.
Yeah, it's a little bit too much like she's sitting in her therapist's office or something.
Yeah,
but
I do
love her. I would say 90% of the women that went up there said how nervous they were. That drove me crazy.
They may actually be shy. Your New York neighbor, Robert De Niro, is notoriously shy. He's approachable, but he's at work. When he's working, and people who do what we do, people in radio, we are surprisingly shy as a breed. And one of the reasons we ended up having a career in radio is because it was a chance to perform with nobody watching.
Okay.
We could sit alone in this room, and we were performing for thousands of people, but nobody was watching.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it could be our comfort zone.
Hey, your jammies are nice here that you wore tonight.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Okay. So that, and then one final thing, the people who give the long lists and thank every person in the world, is that a right or wrong thing? To your agents, your managers, your housekeeper, your dog walker.
It's all deals, darling. It's deals. We'll have a meeting.
So just be authentic.
The big gag about my work, which you have described, I coach people who do what you do. I travel around from town to town, up and down the dial. And the big gag about the consultant is, wait a minute. You had to take a connecting flight to come all the way here to say, be yourself? And that's a lot of it.
Yeah, but it is.
Yeah.
It truly is.
Yeah.
Holland Cook, you're one of a kind. You're always yourself. And that's just a great thing. I'm so happy you're back. Come back every time you stop in the New York area.
I am always jazzed to be on WABC. And I just love saying that on WABC.
There you go. We're going to get that for you and capture it, and you can use that as your ringtone when it goes off. So everywhere you are, people will hear you saying it. All right. Holland Cook, the coach to all the radio stars in the world, including myself, and the director of SurvivalSpeech.com. Go to his website. Read his blogs. They are as lively, entertaining, and engaging as the last half hour you've heard with him here. SurvivalSpeech.com. Holland Cook, thanks for my guy.
You bet.
All right. We'll be back with more Oscar talk tonight on the Saturday Cafe with Laura Smith. Stick around.